Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janavalava Giribhara Gopi Janavalava Jaya Giribhara Dari. Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Raya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Raya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari. Thank you. Gopi Jana Balava Giribhara Dhari Gopi Jana Vallava Giribhara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vajajana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Punjabi Hari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Magyana Timirandasya Janaganasalakayam Chaksut Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Grave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manuvistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakara Maya Dadatisa Parantika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Rabuni Jananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivindaki Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Shavitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakara Maya Dadatvisa Parantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we don't seem to have a Gita here. I'll just speak a few minutes. About the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It's a very simple philosophy. God is great and we're small. And our constitutional position is to assist him. Assist him in what? His pleasure. He's a loving person. He likes to enjoy in various ways. So many different ways he likes to enjoy. We can read about his pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam, how he enjoys and numerous ways. So our constitutional position is to try to make him happy. But because it's based on love, he's not looking for slaves or indentured servants or somebody being forced to serve him. He's looking for love. Patram pushvam phalam toyam. He's always looking. Where is the devotion? Where is this from the heart? Does somebody love me? Then he gets attracted to that. And if the materialist persecute the devotees, then he gets involved personally. Just like he did with Draupadi. Draupadi was a pure devotee. She was always worshiping Krishna in that mood of love. And so when she was being insulted, he personally came with the unlimited sari to protect her. And he also took a vow. These people who didn't protect you, I'm going to kill them. But Krishna takes it seriously. He has feelings. God is not just some impersonal thing out there in the ether. Everyone is God, you're God. No, he's a person with personal qualities, personal likes and dislikes. So if we find out what he likes and we assist him in enjoying those things, just like we know he likes Srila Prabhupada. Everybody knows that. Prabhupada got Krishna's mercy. Nobody can deny. How can one man do what he did? In a few years, 10, 12 years, all over the world to establish this movement. So if we assist Krishna in pleasing Srila Prabhupada, then that'll be a quick way to. That'll be a faster way for us to get to mercy. We want mercy. If we're intelligent, we know we need mercy. We're not independent. We may think we're independent. Our neighbor may think he's independent. But everyone is bound up tightly by the hands and the feet. Just like now, we're sitting talking philosophy. What if there's no supply of air? How long will we be comfortably sitting here? So where's the air coming from? We're not making it in our factory. It's coming from the nature. Yeah, but whose nature? Krishna says, Daivihesa Gunamaya, this is my nature. So we should recognize that we're dependent on him. There are two eternals, Nicho, Nichanam, Chaitanam, Chaitanam. They both have consciousness. But one is great and one is small. By constitution, we happen to be small. But due to illusion, we want to be great. We can't be great. Only God is great, Vibhu. And we're Anu. Anu means small. But we think we can be great. We'll be a great politician. We'll be great, so that in history they'll write about us, Napoleon. But who wants to? It's all motive passion. This desire to be great is simply motive passion. We can't be great. By constitution, we're not great. So why are we trying to be great? Or why even we are trying to be the enjoyer? We're not equipped. Just like we give the example of the hand. The hand is not equipped to enjoy the food. It has to cooperate with the whole body. It brings the food in the mouth, it puts it in the stomach, and it gets digested. Then it gets the nourishment it needs. But if it tries to say, no, I'm not going to cooperate anymore. I'm not going to put the food in the mouth. All right. But you're going to dry up. You'll lose your strength. So that's our position. Instead of putting God in the center, Krishna in the center, we want to put ourselves in the center due to false ego, ahamkar. And therefore, the whole material world is a mess because everybody loves themselves the most and they're always quarreling. Who should be supreme? Who should be dominating? We're not meant to dominate. We're meant to be dominated. The example is given. A man comes home from work. He wants to enjoy his work. His wife comes home late. She's sleeping. So he wakes her up. So when he enjoys her, she also enjoys being enjoyed. Right? This is the prakriti. So if we agree to wake up out of our illusion that we're the param purush, that we're the supreme, then we can enjoy healthy, proper enjoyment, which is to be enjoyed by Krishna. Krishna will enjoy, just like Krishna enjoys hearing Prabhupada's glories. He does, because he's his senapati, he's his shaktivesh, you can say, living entity who is empowered by him. So he wants to see Prabhupada glory. This is the mood of the Lord. He's Bhaktivatsa. He likes to see Arjuna win the battle. He becomes the chariot driver. He doesn't want to get the credit. He prefers it to give the credit to his devotee. It's like Bhima. Bhima was fighting with Jarasandha. So he gave the credit to Bhima to kill him, for killing him. He gave some hints how to kill him. But the credit goes to Bhima. He's the one who killed him. Jarasandha split him down the center, right? He pulled each leg, and they separated. He had been put together by the demon Jara, so he was called Jarasandha. Anyway, there's so many pastimes like that. We have immense literature. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many books are there. And given to us from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, his disciples, his Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, these people, Sanat Goswami, have given us so much wonderful literature. There's more than we can read in a whole lifetime. So please take some time, read these books, understand your actual position. And it's a glorious position. What is that position? Yeah, we're eternal fragment of the Lord. Eternal. And the nature of the Lord is full of knowledge and bliss. That's also our nature. We're meant to always be blissful, and we're meant to always be knowing what's going on. But because of maya, illusion, we separate ourselves from that knowledge. Therefore, Guru comes. What is his qualification? Om Jnana Timirandasya. He wakes us up. Om Jnana. Don't remain sleeping on the lap of the witch called Maya. Wake up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. And come to the point of understanding who you actually are. Then you can be happy. Not like the Buddhists or the Mayavadis, they want to make you zero. They analyze the material world, they say there's no real happiness. They're right. So they say, listen, everything's Zen, Zen, everything's Zen. No, if there's no happiness here, it's like minus one. They want to make it zero. But what about plus one? Real identity, real ego. They want to eliminate ego, but we say, no, you do have an ego. You're a servant of the servant of Krishna. That's your identity. Ego means identity. You have an identity, but now you're accepting false identity as real. I'm a student, born in India, or whatever. Everybody has their identity on the bodily platform. But we're not this body. This is the first teaching of the Bhagavad Gita. Dehino smin tadat yata dehe. That we're their soul who has taken this body as ourself. So this is an illusion. We're not this body. We can see practically. The body is changing from youth to old age. But we're the same person. We're experiencing that change. It means we're different than the body. Very simple. But the application is a little difficult because from time immemorial, we're accustomed to putting ourselves in the center. The child is born with that consciousness. On the plane, a two-year-old child, a one-year-old child, they don't care if they disturb 100 people because they feel inconvenienced, so they love to share their misery. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's been in trouble with that, right? On the plane. Why? Because they don't care. They only care about themselves. So this is what we're born into. Put me in the center. Me, me, me. But the injunction is Ishavasyam. Krishna belongs in the center. If we put him in the center, that's our natural happy position. Otherwise, we'll go on suffering, birth after birth, for millions of years. Again become an elephant, again become an ant, and maybe after hundreds of millions of years, again get a chance to have the human form. So this is a great opportunity. We have this human form. We can make a solution. We don't have to come back to this place of birth and death. We get a spiritual body, eternal body, that we can enter into the spiritual world. Krishna promises, janma karma cha me divyam evam tatvata. What is it? Naiti mam etu. We don't have to come back. Naiti mam. If we understand the truth, what? Janma karma. Krishna's janma, therefore we celebrate Janmashtami. Krishna's janma is not ordinary. We should appreciate it in so many ways. Janma, and his activities are not ordinary. As a child, he's lifting Govardhan Hill. I was speaking in Orlando to a big Hindu man, and I was telling him, well, today is, or tomorrow is Govardhan Pooj. We're having a celebration. Krishna lifting the hill. And you know what he said to me? No, that's mythology, Swamiji. Krishna didn't lift the hill. This is a big Hindu. They don't believe their own Shastra. So we have to bring it there. We have the books. We have Prabhupada's books. These are the law books for the next 10,000 years. And we're ready to challenge anybody on the strength of these books. Why was Arjuna chosen to hear Bhagavad Gita? Because he's his devotee, Krishna says. Bhakti Imam. Because you're my devotee, therefore I'm giving you this knowledge. So Prabhupada was the recognized devotee. All these other people are like fireflies. They make a little light, but ultimately they go out. They have no sustaining power because they're not based on truth. The truth is very simple. God is great. I'm small. I'm meant to serve him. Very simple. Okay, any questions? I'm challenging the whole world starting here. Surrender to Krishna. This is the final instruction. Sarvadharma Priti. Give up everything. Mame kam taram. Come to my feet and then masuchaha. Don't worry. Krishna will take care of you. Have a little faith. He's maintaining everyone, but his devotee he gives special attention to. Like Draupadi. Like Arjuna. So many examples are there. Krishna will protect us. If we're doing Prabhupada's work, then Krishna will give us special consideration. No questions, huh? No, it's good. You shouldn't have a question. Because it's simple, clear, transparent. Prabhupada once told us, just like the blue sky, very clear. I was fortunate I had some association with Srila Prabhupada. I joined in 1968, got initiated in 69, and then Prabhupada sent me to London to help the devotees there because they were three householder couples and they were getting brahmachari, so they wanted a brahmachari. So Prabhupada sent me. And because I was senior brahmachari, when Prabhupada came a month later, I was given the service of giving Srila Prabhupada massage. So I did that for 3 months, and it was really life-changing, I can say, without a doubt, that having that kind of intimate association with Srila Prabhupada day after day, all my doubts were removed. My lust was practically reduced to nil. Of course, it comes back, but Prabhupada's body was so transcendental, just vigorously massaging it every day, everything became clear. This is Srila Prabhupada's position. He can purify everyone. Therefore, we want you to read his books. He's there in the purports. He said, these purports are my emotional ecstasies. In one place in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada said, Narada Muni has kindly agreed to appear here on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada is appearing on the pages of his books. Everybody can benefit. Everybody can experience Prabhupada by reading his books. I remember the first day I gave massage, Srila Prabhupada seemed to be satisfied, but I said, Srila Prabhupada, I never gave massage before, so I'd like to go to the library today and get a book. We were in London, on how to give massage. The Prabhupada said, it's not necessary. You read Bhagavad Gita and Krishna will tell you how to give massage. That's our mood. We don't have to go extraneously to do service. We're from whatever position you're in, you can serve Krishna fully with all your energy, all your heart, mind, and will, like Lord Jesus said, thy will be done. And this way, you can become perfect. Just like when Haridas Thakur came into prison, the history is there, the prisoners were thought, oh, he's a great man, he's going to get us out. So he could read their mind. He told them, no, don't think you have to change your position to make spiritual advancement. You can make spiritual advancement from any position. It just requires putting God in the center. But we're not interested in that. Just like now. We're giving class. A few people are here. Where are the rest of them? Listen, just listen. Because it's easier to talk than it is to hear. To hear, you have to give attention. And otherwise, they get up and walk out. That's okay. But my point is, to hear this message regularly, this is the process. Prabhupada said, that was my qualification. Others used to go and come, but I used to hear the words of my spiritual master regularly. But nobody's really ready for that. They come as tourists, going here and there to see the sights and then to eat and chit-chat. Of course, it's not ordinary food and it's not an ordinary place, so they're making some spiritual progress. But real spiritual progress is here. Regularly hearing. Therefore, we give these books. Regularly read them. Regularly come to class. If there's available, somebody's giving class, you should attend. This is the process. Nityam Bhagavate Sevaya. By regularly hearing from the right source, then all the misgivings will go away. All our doubts will be removed. Otherwise, this kind of chit-chat that is in the background is just inviting time to devour us. Prabhupada gave that example. The frogs are croaking. And what's the result of that croaking? They're inviting the snake to come and swallow them. So the snake of time is swallowing us. As soon as we're born, we only have X amount of heartbeats, and we're using them. Today, we spent how many heartbeats? So we should use them carefully. Time is so precious. Don't waste time. Always be thinking how to serve Krishna, how to please Srila Prabhupada. This is our goal. We want to be ahaitakiya prityata. We want to be serving Krishna without interruption and unmotivated. Unmotivated means we're doing it to make Krishna happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur tells us, so many lifetimes we've been trying to make ourselves happy, but it hasn't worked. We're still running into trouble. Who can say they're happy? The richest guy, who's the richest man in India now? When I was here before, it was Birla or somebody. Ajani. Their life is also coming every day, one less day. Then how can they hold it? They may feel happy, sweet 16, but bitter 60s. When they get old, then they lose their power to enjoy. How much can you eat? How much can you sleep? You sleep on a cot, on a bed, or in a big, elaborate thing, but still the same business is there. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The dog is doing it in his own way. So how are we different than animals? They also care for their children. The difference is we can inquire, Atata Brahma Jigyasya. Why is there suffering? This is the first one. When Sanat Goswami came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked two questions. Kayami, and why am I suffering? Who am I and why am I suffering? That's a good question. Nobody answers this question. Especially the ladies. A few of them here. But in general, they're not philosophically minded. And that's okay. If they follow a good man, then they can also go back. Just like, we don't say Draupadi was a great philosopher, but because she was following the Pandavas, headed by Yudhisthira, then she also went back to Godhead. But one who can inquire, that'll give us strength. If we understand the philosophy. When Prabhupada was first coming, I was there, and sometimes he would stay in front of all of us. Like, how many are here? Maybe it was less than this many. He'd say, so-and-so, stand up. Speak 5 minutes about Krishna. So the devotees would speak 5 minutes, what they understood about. And one devotee, I was there. No, Prabhupada, no, I'm not qualified. Prabhupada was annoyed. You've been coming for 1 year and you can't speak for 5 minutes about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness? We should know this philosophy. Another time, we were selling so many books, and Prabhupada came and he said, don't think that these books are only for selling. I'm printing these books for you. I'm publishing, I'm translating, I'm for you, my disciples, my followers. Not just the business that we're selling. And we go on the street and we offer the person a book and they said, oh, so what's this book about? No, I don't know what it's about. It's for you. Give me $10. No, we have to know. That was Prabhupada's mood. He wanted us to become conversant in the science of Krishna consciousness. It's not a very elaborate science. Anybody can learn. Another opportunity to ask for questions? No one has any. Actually, it's good you don't have a question. Because it's very clear, like the blue sky. Another time I was giving massage to Prabhupada and in London, and he got angry with me. Why? Because he had given the night before a program to the public, first time in London. Maybe 300-400 people came, mostly Hindus. In London, there was always Hindus. This is 1969. So during the Prabhupada's program, he spoke somewhat in Hindi and English, so we couldn't follow. But there was one man who was getting Prabhupada got annoyed with, and he spoke to him very strongly. He said, "Sit down, you are nonsense." So we never saw Prabhupada so bold. And I was shocked, because when Prabhupada was very humble, to hear him speak like that, I was moved. So the next day, because it was a series of lecture, so I was massaging him, and there was going to be a lecture that afternoon or that night. So I was massaging in the morning. So I was massaging him. I was thinking I'm getting him in shape for another knockout performance. Massaging and talking and massaging and talking. And suddenly he said, "No!" And then my hands like froze on his body. And with another voice, like a child, he said, "I am simply a humble servant." Just Srila Prabhupada and I were alone in the room. I am just a humble servant. And this voice was like a child, 7-year-old boy, from way in his heart. So how is it Prabhupada could think that he's just a humble servant? Because he was always remembering his spiritual master and Krishna. He was always Krishna conscious. Therefore, in that relationship, he was a humble servant. He didn't assume that he's something more than a link in the parampara. Insignificant, he would say. Of course, we know he's not insignificant. He's sent with a specific person, per purpose, to establish this movement all over the world, which he's doing, with the help of his disciples. So we appreciate the work being done here to bring people to Krishna. I got a lesson there that Prabhupada wasn't interested in being flattered. And I felt very, because he was so humble, he obliged me to be humble. And I thought I shouldn't be in the same room with him. He's such an aristocrat. I'm just an ordinary person from the street. And there was a throw rug there. I thought I should go under the rug. So Prabhupada was teaching by example. He showed real humility, and then he made me feel humble. Not by force, but by example. Acharya teaches by example. Of course, sometimes he would use strong words, but that was never with malice. He always was our well-wisher. I knew that from the beginning. And therefore, when he chastised me, I didn't mind. I didn't mind in the sense that I took it as his mercy, that he could correct me and make me a better person, better devotee. And in that same period of time, maybe a month and a half later, just to show the other side, Prabhupada was giving a class in the evening, Bhagavad Gita. And at one point he said how the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. So I felt, suddenly when I was looking at Prabhupada speaking like that, I thought, this person is not an ordinary person. He's really representing Krishna, and he's just sitting a few feet from me. And I got that, like a mystical experience. So I took rest that night, and next morning I went to do my service to give massage. I said to Srila Prabhupada, "I very much liked your class last night." And Srila Prabhupada said, "Oh, what part did you like?" And I said, "Yes, Srila Prabhupada, with the part that you said you were a representative of Krishna." So when I said that, not like the previous time, this time he accepted it fully. He took it fully. And then, in his own way of time, he moved deliberately he gave it back. How did he give it back? "You also can be representative of Krishna," he said. "When you say Prabhupada said, or Krishna says, then you're also representing Krishna." So everyone, we want thousands of gurus who can represent what Krishna said. It doesn't require rocket science. Just study a few points of Bhagavad Gita and talk to your friends. You become some kind of guru. And then we can influence the whole world. I was recently in, where was the temple where there was like 800 brahmacharis? Pune. They were having a conference. I was really impressed. I was thinking Prabhupada would be very happy how the movement is developing here in India. So many boys and girls are coming. We never saw that. I was preaching in India in the 70s. It was hard. You know, like boys would say, well, you know, you're from America. You got money, but we're a poor nation. So first of all, let us become rich. And then we'll think about Krishna. It was hard to penetrate. They wanted to be like Americans. But now, people understand. Many people understand. Not everyone, of course. But many people understand that your culture is superior to anything coming from the West. What is America giving us? Pepsi-Cola and Burger King. That's their culture. They don't know what is the meaning of life. They don't know the principles of religion. Just like this previous president, what was his name? Obama, everybody liked him. He was in favor of late-term abortion. That you can kill the child even up to the 8th month or something. They don't know the philosophy. Therefore, we don't trust them. From both sides, Americans, Russians also. What is Putin doing? He doesn't have a business going into the neighbor's country with tanks. For why? Russia doesn't have enough land already. They have so much land. They want another few acres here. No, it's all playing to the future. It's going to be famous. If you're playing to fame, means motive passion, without a doubt. And Bhagavad Gita clearly says motive passion leads to misery. And you're already seeing he's more miserable because it didn't work how he planned. This is a material world. Nobody can be successful here. Who is successful? Napoleon had to drink horse urine because the British captured him. Now, all these famous people, they're so powerful, but in a few days, they're finished. But Lord Jesus, he's still famous because he was at least, like Prabhupada said about Lord Jesus, he's not the only son, but he was the only obedient son at the time. Therefore, he was special. He was obedient son of God, and he gave the commandment. Love God with your whole heart, your whole soul, your whole mind, and your neighbor as yourself. That's a wonderful commandment. And even we give credit to Muhammad. He did some reform. They were having sex with their mother. He told them, no, you can't do that. So, like, he tried to bring people up to at least the standard of being human beings. Pray 5 times a day. So we give respect. But they don't know the science. The science of Krishna, because they all talk about love of Krishna, but how can you love God if you don't know anything about him? I asked my Muslim friends, well, what does God look like? What? God is not a person. What do you mean he's not a person? You say he's the compassionate one. Isn't compassion a personal quality? And then they get bewildered. They don't know even whether God is a person or not. He's not a human being. That's the point. We agree. But he's a person because a person has unique characteristics only found in him. Just like we were seeing the cows today. The cows are also persons. One cow like has this way of acting. Another cow is this way. They're individuals. This is our position. We're all individuals. The first instruction of Bhagavad Gita is that you, Krishna tells Arjuna, you and I and all these kings, we've always existed in the past as individuals. Now we're existing as individuals. In the future, we'll also exist as individuals. This is a simple philosophy. No hodgepodge that you become me and I become you and everything is one. What is that? If everything is one, where does variety come from? What do they say? It's nonsense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given perfect philosophy. Achinta Bheda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneously one and different. Like the sun and the sunlight. The sun and the sunlight are the same, but they're also different. When you open the shade, the sun comes in your room, but not the sun, the sunlight. There's a difference. If the sun came in your room, you'd be burnt up in a second. So we have to make distinction. Three main categories: the Lord, the living entity, and the material energy. We belong to the second category, the living entity. And God is the Vishnu Tattva. We're Jiva Tattva. And this is Maya Tattva, material energy. This is philosophy, theology. People don't know theology. The Christians don't know. They think there's some devil who's going to... Bhaktivinoda Thakur said this concept that the devil is an imagination. They're not devil. There may be demoniac people, like Arani Kashyapu, but there's no devil who can't be converted. You know, their theory is, or their story is, that the devil was used to be an angel, but then he misused his position, so God made him a devil and cast him out. So my question is, okay, he misused his independence and he became a demoniac, but what if he changes his opinion and wants to again come to the feet of the Lord? They can't accommodate that. They have to have a devil. Hear the devil. I've been on campus and people come to me with their finger in my face. You're from the devil. And they become fanatical. This devil concept. So Prabhupada used to stress in a point, a philosophy and religion both have to be there. Otherwise, religion can become sentimental or fanatical. So we need philosophy to explain the religion properly. Otherwise, people say, I don't want anything to do with religion. I see it produces these fanatic terrorists. Why should you be interested in religion? So we have to present it in the proper way. They'll know that we're not fanatics. We're the most conscientious. We can give positive help in every sphere. Just like these boys here are doing, they're helping the neighbors how to store water and this way cultivate 2 or 3 times a year. So these kinds of practical things are wonderful. Okay, I'm running out of steam. If I talk too much, then I lose my voice. So I'm going to stop talking and thank you all. Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. If there's one question, no. Thank you very much.